Blog Talk Radio.
It's so amazing. So amazing. Welcome to another edition of Productive News Weekly. My name is Darryl Clark, and you are at the right place at the right time. Thank you for tuning in again to Productive News Weekly, where we bring you news and information called from around the globe. We bring it to you weekly. It's news for you, by you, and of you, for the most part. It's news that you, the listener, have significantly impacted in its production. And with that, I'd like to thank you for sending in the emails and providing your comment and insight. source producing this information, this cauldron of insight and enlightenment that we here attempt to bring to you, the listener, week in and week out. Here on Thursday evenings, Eastern Daylight Time now, right, as of last week. Hope everybody remembered to spring ahead. It's news, as I said, for you, by you, and of you. Sounds familiar, something like our Constitution, right? That great document that we all are, well, supposedly under the auspices of. Would rather be nowhere else. It's not perfect, but what is? Who is? That opening bumper tune, I'm sure most of at least this listener base is familiar with, my demographic. By the way, which is broad, I'm so proud and thrilled and, well, honored to boast of. Although significantly black in its base, we have our Caucasian by race. We have our Indian, our Latino. By culture, religion, our Christian, our Jewish, Muslim, Buddhist, brothers and sisters, Asian. In effect, we cover pretty much the gamut. Old, young, even sexual preference. That might surprise some of you. Rich, poor, and all in between. We're just here for the human race to help us move productively forward to evolve. And so I was particularly moved as I was preparing for the program this evening to play something, well, that touched the spirit, you know, the soul. And as I was perusing through my song base, I came across one Mr. Luther Vandross. Anybody heard of him? Oh, yeah, I know. Like I said, my base. And what's interesting, all that I've just mentioned, all those facets of humans, I would say 90% at least are familiar with this individual. And Michael made a song, wrote a song, and produced and performed, called Gone Too Soon. Beautiful song. And certainly our friend Luther, I would put in that category. And as I said, for whatever reason, his energy just kind of struck me this evening. Rest in peace, Luther. Gone too soon. Born April 20th, 1951, in New York City. And he, made his transition because he's with us in spirit, along with the others who've made their transition. And I know, at least with my demographic, we all know someone who's made a transition. See, if you're at least, well, these days, you know, you can be 10 years old and know someone who's expired. It's a shame to say it, but it is what it is. But if you're in your, I'd say, 20s easily, you know someone relatively close who's made a transition. And, of course, as you collect more years, your 30s, you'll know even more in 40s. And just imagine when you're in your 80s, how many you've seen make a transition. As many of you know, I work with the senior populace in my profession. And I know many seniors in their even 70s, but especially in 80s and 90s, you know, that friendship base becomes very small. And I so appreciate in so many ways where I am. I mean, it's relatively reasonable, relatively compensation for what I do. But there's an added value, a fringe, as we call them, benefit, and the wisdom that I find myself acquiring is priceless. And the experience as well. And it makes one really appreciate life a whole lot more when you see the value that someone who's 10, 20, 30 years older than you, or someone in their 70s, 80s, 90s, and how they hold on and they value every breath, every sunrise. And I don't know if it's possible to appreciate that without having that experience, that time behind you, even living in that in that environment several days a week, many hours a day, having conversations with those individuals. I don't know if I'm truly grasping what that's like. But I certainly have a greater appreciation than those who are not in that environment. And for that, I'm ever so grateful. And so when I think about a Luther Vandross or let's talk about notables. Notables. When I say notables, I mean entertainers, those who are what we call famous. And I'm going to stay in the music genre, not sports or other entertainment, because there's actors and actresses, and we can go in other famous. We can go scientist. We can go in many areas of famosity. That's a Daryl word. But just off the top, I mean, and this is just, you know, just off the top, I think, LeVert. Remember Eddie LeVert and his son? Yeah. Way too soon. Of course, we all know about Whitney and Prince and Michael. That goes without saying. But we can talk about Grover. And it's interesting. These are folks we recognize by first names. I'm not even going to mention the last name. Well, maybe I will. But Grover. And these are folks that, you know, relatively speaking, made their transition young. Now we can go way back. Well, not way, way, way back, but a little bit back. You know, there's a movie out about Bob Marley. Way too soon. I think most people don't realize how young he was. I think most people think he was like in his 30s, late 30s. No. Young, Jimmy, we're talking about Hendrix, of course. You know, you want to go back. And it's interesting, all those folks, at least portrayed, because I didn't know them personally, but they portrayed an image of a good heart. I'm not saying they were perfect. And you can find rumors about all of them, from Whitney to Prince to Michael to even Luther, Tupac, Biggie. We can go, you know, and talk about the rumors about what they were, but they portray to care. And so there's that common thread, you know, that they all are a part of. And they'll certainly be missed. And that's just the music industry. So when I think about those lyrics from that bumper tune that we played, it's titled So Amazing, for the one or two of you that don't know. I'm sure most did. But it goes, love has truly been good to me. Not even one sad day or minute have I had since you've come my way. Hope you know I'd gladly go anywhere you take me. It's so amazing to be loved. I'd follow you to the moon in the sky above. I'd say that's a love song. Whatever happened to the love song? You know, you hear me talk about cool. Like, whatever happened to cool? You know, go back and look at some of the old pics from the 30s and 40s. People were cool. And I'm not just talking about Africans, African-Americans, that is, or blacks. And across the genre. You know, you're talking about Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly and those guys. These are actors, dancers. These guys were cool. Frank. Yeah. And let's not mention those guys without Sammy. Cool. Whatever happened to cool? Whatever happened to love? Well, I don't think it was a coincidence or has been a coincidence that those things aren't as prevalent as they used to be. Yeah, you got folks that don't even want folks to have love. It's true. Some people are dealing with such internal turmoil that they don't even realize that they're unhappy and or don't care for others to be happy. In fact, would prefer if folks were not happy or loved. It's true. I've experienced these individuals. I recognize them. I've been blessed, thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, from whom all blessings flow. I've been blessed with a sensitivity, a gift. We all have them. Part of our journey is to recognize what those gifts are and then to make sure we utilize them significantly. So with that gift of sensitivity, I have come across, and as I become more honed in that ability to sense energies, I recognize them even more easily. I can feel them when I walk into a room without even identifying the individuals. And it's a skill, but it's also a gift. It's like the gifted runner or the gifted singer. Some people have it naturally, and some people develop it, and some have it naturally and then develop it to another level. And so, yeah, We'll miss those folks. And I'm just mentioning this in case you're wondering why. Because I want to encourage each and every one of us, including myself, to be more aware of the foundation of life and love, peace, happiness, and productive evolution. I said productive. You know, like moving forward in a way that produces more better. Is that a double adjective? Because if you look around, there's a lot of things that are regressing. I mean, just health-wise. You know, juvenile diabetes, for example. I mean, there are many health issues that are more prevalent today than they were 50 years ago. Now, how about that in this technologically advanced world that we're living in? And I would dare say that, no, it's not because of technology, and now we have more access to technology and to better statistics. I would disagree with that. Because we're consuming more sugar today, as an example, than ever before in history. And sugar, unquestionably, at an excess, is dangerous. And at an excess, we're consuming more sugar than ever before in the history of mankind. Now, we do need some glucose, some sugar, fructose in our system in order to survive. You know, there's a minimum. But I'm talking about in excess, where we exceed that amount that the body needs and then even tip into the area of where it becomes harmful to the body. And so I caution you, be very careful with that particular poison that could also, because it's needed, be our blessing. We do need to have a certain amount of minimum amount of sugar. Well, I call it sugar. It's not really sugar. It's more glucose that we need to have in our system. But it's a minuscule amount compared to what the average human is ingesting. I'm going to segue into our health and wellness segment of the program. And last week, for those of you who are listening, if you missed it, I recommend that you go to the archives and you'll just simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com. /Renford. And guess what you're going to find there? You're going to find all of the productive news weekly programs going back for years. I guess I could say decades. Well, not decades. We've been on about, 12 years? So there you will find loads of information from numerous guests over the years. But in particular, last week, we had what I thought was an enlightening conversation. And we were talking about canola oil and we were having a discussion about, well, Bill Gates' appeal product. And that's a product that, well, I guess it's supposed to preserve fruit and vegetables, produce. And it's a product, It's a byproduct of genetically modified oils. In case you don't know what a genetically modified oil is, you've heard the term GMO, genetically modified organisms. And it became identified, I'm going to say, probably the last two decades, the last 20 years or so, though it's been around for longer than that, but just brought into, you know, the common conscious in the last couple of decades. And the detriment to it is that it's laboratory-based. It's not natural. It's the manipulation of the human and other genome. And so Bill Gates, some would refer to as Mr. Genocide, has something else going on. Peel. And I was reading, just an excerpt from Natural News. It's a great source of information. Everything's vetted. You can do the research. You can follow up on their research, to verify that it's sound information, grounded information in facts. And the particular article I'm referring to is by S.D. Wells on naturalnews.com. So I gave an excerpt of the article last week, and I just want to pick up on a little piece of it, because repetition is good, because it helps stimulate memory. It helps build confidence in one's knowledge of a subject matter. So the excerpt is as follows. Is appeal a byproduct of genetically modified oils that's being sprayed on organic produce? Now, organic and genetically modified oils really shouldn't be in the same breath. They're antagonistic to one another. The term plant-based is being used and abused by big food and the GMO industrial complex of America. Just because some food products, byproducts, and additives are plant-based does not automatically mean they're good for health. I mean, that's, who do we know that's ingesting poison ivy? I mean, it's plant-based. So, let's be clear. I had some of that good old organic poison ivy the other day. So we understand there's millions of plants that humans should never eat. So just because a label says plant-based, you better do some research and know what ingredient names really mean. So, according to the article, that's when the problem starts and ends with appeal, because the research on its origins and processing is quite vague and shallow, to say the least. Still, top name produce companies are jumping right in and using appeal to gloss up their fruit and veggies. But at what cost to the consumer's health? Start watching out for appeal-coated produce from Index Fresh, Calv, C-A-L-V-E. Here's a name you might recognize, Del Monte. Top Line, West Park, Horton Food Company, we've heard of that one, Del Rey Avocado, Nature's Pride, we've heard of that one, and many more. Here's something to know. The following stores may also carry the highly questionable appeal-coated produce: Costco, Trader Joe's, Walmart, Whole Foods, Kroger, Wakefern. By the way, ShopRite is owned by Wakefern. Price Right, Fairway Market, Target, and many, many more. New appeal, shiny coating on produce, not so appealing after all. Just like you can't peel off GMO, you can't peel off the mysterious new shiny look to produce that's funded by the likes of Bill Gates and Oprah Winfrey. As my guy Arsenio would say. Their slogan, appeal is marketed as a plant-based protection that helps the produce you love stay fresh longer. Oh, really? At what cost? What real cost? Appeal is made from purified mono and diglycerides, a byproduct that comes from the processing of hydrogenated canola and soybean oils. Under the FAQ, frequently asked questions section for appeal-coated products, they explain how it cannot be washed off. Oh, isn't that a hoot? Long-term health effects? Well, of course, there are no clinical trials. Isn't that interesting? Health studies or long-term usage reports to be found for this. Just the way Bill Gates and Big Food likes it. But here's what the FAQ page says about trying to wash off the questionable glossy coating. You could likely remove some of appeal with water and scrubbing, but it's unlikely that you'd be able to remove all of it without damaging the fruit or vegetable. Appeal forms a barrier of edible material on the skin or peel and wouldn't maintain the fruit's natural freshness if it was easily removed. Beware of lab-concocted preservatives because as they prolong shelf life for products, they reduce human life for the consumers. In most other countries, people shop at fresh markets and kiosks almost daily to buy fresh fruit, vegetables, meat, and bread. They do this because it's commonplace. Think about Italy and France. And because the food is just that, fresh. In America, nearly every food is preserved in some way or another to last longer. But what's used for that feature, so-called benefit, is not what we should be putting in our bodies. Still, American consumers like their shopping trip to last. So they buy it in bulk, and that means eating lots of synthetic and plant-based preservatives that Bill Gates is funding. If you see the appeal, A-P-E-E-L, sticker on produce that you don't peel to eat, you may want to set it back down and find something that hasn't been sprayed for delayed freshness. If you eat this stuff regularly, you yourself may not look or feel so fresh anymore. Only time will tell. Or forensic food analysis and animal testing. And that's the article. So let's be aware of this appeal thing. Very interesting, right? Well, I know I'm looking forward to the change in season as we transition, speaking of transition, from winter to spring, right? Because with that comes warmer weather. And with warmer weather comes homegrown produce. And with homegrown produce, if produced naturally and organically, comes nutritious food, healthy food. And I'm looking forward to getting the garden going this year, and I encourage everyone to do the same. And if you can't do your own, then buy fresh local foods. Your body will love you for it. Especially those colorful fruit and vegetables like beets and raspberries and blueberries, high in antioxidant. Antioxidant is a good thing. You don't want oxidation. In fact, it's been linked to cancer. So you want those bright colors. And you know, one of the best things to have in the morning is just simply a smoothie. And there are millions and millions and millions who are now doing that more than ever before. Yes, keep it up, folks. Keep it up. It's a good thing. I want to give a shout out, as I segue, to the folks dealing with that debacle in Haiti. And I'm going to take a moment to just send another prayer, because I do pray for our brothers and sisters over there from time to time throughout the day. So you're welcome to join me. Lord God, you, the universal God, the most powerful of all that is, you have divinity over all that is. You know the whys, the whats, the whens, the wheres. And with that, we're seeking your divine intervention, that, Lord, you would make a way, Lord, for this debacle, Lord, and the suffering there, and those that would do that which is simply evil and harmful to their fellow man, generically speaking. Lord, that they would be shut down, Lord, and that you would make a way for peace to come across that land, and that, Lord, there would be that deliverer, that, Lord, that you would send, that would make a way out of what appears to be no way. For peace, for people to be living in a respectful and a productive environment. Where young and old can be safe and well. Lord, we ask for your divine intervention. In your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ's name, Lord, let it be known. Amen. You know, that that scenario there, if we step back and really did some digging on it, and I know there's lots of information out there about what's really going on and who the background players are, that country's been ravished for more than decades. And those who are at the root of that, I believe that soon their day is coming. And there are players, I believe, involved that might surprise some from some of the major countries of this planet . Who knows? Maybe even some right here in the land in which we exist for those in America. But I do believe it's going to be revealed. Here, the homeland of America, we have our own issues that we're coping with. So much deception and deceit, deviousness that's going on right now. But that is quite a bit more obvious in terms of its sources and its originators. And I'm just so thankful that I see a massive movement to bring that awareness to even greater numbers. And y'all know what I'm talking about. Did I say some Ebonics there, y'all? Yeah. Yep. Let me take a moment to just thank again the listeners that tune in week in and week out. And catch us in the archives, speaking to those in the future. And thank you. So this week, it's official. It's Trump versus Biden. So much has changed since the first go-round. Right? From validation of the laptop being real to the invalidation of the Russia hoax, which came out by the DOJ that it was false. And if that doesn't convince you, I don't know what will, because the DOJ is not a friend of Donald J. Trump, as proven by, well, this weaponization that's going after him. And it's so clear, as God would have it, in my true belief, that is literally undeniable. But I believe there are those that are going to force the issue to be even more clear. And for that, I say thank you. Clarity is good. And for those that would be in denial, I believe clarity is coming, even more so. Right? Fawny. Think about that. That was supposed to be one of the strongest cases against Donald Trump. He tried to interfere with the election. Well, who's doing the interfering as it comes out that her and her lover were conspiring? As now it's come out. Fact, as I say frequently and all of my shows. Anything you hear on my show, please follow up. I'm asking you, because if you follow up and determine that what I'm saying is fact, I would then go on to say, would you at least be reasonable enough to share that? Because if you followed up, that means you're interested enough to know if maybe what you were thinking was true or false. Maybe you were thinking what I'm saying was not true. And if you should find out that what I'm saying is true, would you be a decent enough human being to help someone else that was being misled? I think it's just your human, divine responsibility. I didn't say right. I didn't say you have the option. I said your responsibility. Once you know red means stop and green means go, and you're at a corner and there's someone that maybe doesn't believe or understand that, and there's traffic flying by, and that person's about to step into traffic at their own peril, isn't it your responsibility to say, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, back that up. Look up there, that's red. It means no. You can't cross now. Wait until it's green. This green means go. Same thing. We need to simplify matters. If someone's been telling you, you know, he's aligned with Russia or China, and then you do your research and you find out they investigated this. Listen, if you know, we had a saying in the family, you know, you can hear a rat piss on cotton. You know, there's so much technology there that when he was exonerated, let's use that term because I'm going to come back to that term, he being Trump, that there was no Russia collusion. That's a fact. After the impeachment, of course. And all this was happening in order to try and impact Trump being elected. It was really election interference of sorts. Once it came out that he was exonerated and they couldn't find anything, it was nothing. And believe me, if there was something, they would have found it. So now what they've come up with are, we used to say, grasping at straws. You know what that term means, grasping at straws? Straws, really, I mean, what does significant, what is a straw? It's hollow. Not much substance to it. Remember the three little pigs? Didn't one make a house out of straw? I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, I think that's a common little children's story. Remember? One made the house out of straw. And guess what happened? When the big bad wolf came, it blew it away. So now they're grasping at straws. We're going to sue you for $83 million. We're going to try to bankrupt you because we can't have you running, because we have nothing to oppose you on. I'm talking about the left wing in this case. I mean, it's a mess. Drag queen story time. 10 million people a month invading illegal immigrants. I haven't even started talking about Lincoln. And the last week, by the way, for those of you who happen to see the State of the Union or the Mistake of the Union, is a better way of putting it, actually. This is bad. You know, the whole Lakin thing. What is that really about? Because there's so many people that don't know, don't have a clue. I I work with seniors. And from time to time, you know, someone will ask me for my opinion, and they know I don't do left wing, right wing, same bird. I'm independent. I just want facts. And although people hear me speaking about Republicans and Democrats, and it just seems like, well, in listening to me, I may be leaning towards favoring Republicans. No, I'm about truth and justice, common sense. That's all. It's not about being Republican. I am an independent. I am not a Republican. I am not a Democrat. If it's a lie and it's Republican, I want nothing to do with it. If it's a lie and it's Democrat, I want nothing to do with it. It's just that simple. So I will not be pigeonholed. It's just the fact is, right now, what Democrats are representing is the antithesis of what I am against. And it really causes me to step back and question. And when you start thinking liberal and conservative, if I want to think or talk in those terms, which I prefer not to, but I will for the sake of the listeners and those who might think in those terms to speak the language. If I really thought about it and I did a checklist, I'd have to say, not only am I more conservative, my family has been. Not even remote sneeze of a possibility that my mom and dad would be for drag queen story time or transitioning a third, fourth, fifth grader, even a eighth, ninth, tenth grader, transitioning and using puberty blockers and other chemicals to so-called assist the child to develop into who they are. We have so-called counselors trying to help children to determine what their real sex is, regardless of biology. So if it's other than biology, it must be mental. So let's deal with that. But to try to overlay physicality on that and to adhere to a mental fallacy with a physical anomaly, that goes against my truth, logic, and common sense. And I believe my family's legacy of truth, logic, and common sense, as far back as I can remember, and I was blessed to be able to know my great-grandmother, which is a blessing for anyone. And yeah, not just know, but have conversations, sit down, talk with her. And my grandmother, cousins, I don't know how many of you all are out there listening, because we had a big family. Well, relatively. Some people have bigger ones, but 9 children is nothing to sneeze at. And each having at least, on average, 3 children. That's a pretty good little clan of cousins and second cousins and so forth. So to my clan, who may be listening, you know, pops and grandma, we're not having stuff that we see in today. Not even in a dream. They wouldn't be for that kind of nonsense, is what they would say. Maybe not so nicely. And many of the other things that are spewed, they were anti-racist, but fully American. Yeah. At least my family was. And I believe still is at most of its roots when I think about my cousins. So we're about truth, logic, and common sense as a clan. And I say the clan in a very, very respectful way, C-L-A-N, the Clark clan, the Cartwright clan. That's our clan of individuals. And we're proud of it. We've all done well. We've all have high morals. When I look at my cousins and my second cousins and third cousins and my nieces and nephews and great nieces and great, great, great nieces and great, great nephews and all of the like, my siblings. And I would dare say probably yours too. So then why are some of you even considering this person who's occupying the White House? And I said that for a reason, because there was no insurrection. Did I say that? There was no insurrection. And with that said, it's crucial that you do your homework. If you're watching NBC or CBS and ABC, you've got to look and do your homework. You've got to look, who are these companies owned by? Do your homework. Do you realize that, for example, General Electric is partially owned by China now? Hell, that was the company my dad worked for. Helped me go to college. It's not the same General Electric. Now, granted, a small portion, the appliance division, because General Electric is a multi-trillion-dollar company. But it starts there. I mean, I think you'd be surprised, perhaps, at some of the companies that are no longer American-owned. You see, that's crucial. That's crucial stuff there that you need to know about. And I've spoken of this before. You know, some of the largest purchasers of land today are Chinese-based. That's just insane. That would never happen in China. So I would dare say to you that those who are occupying our highest land, our highest office, are compromised. The laptop was real. Oh, we all know now. If you don't know that, you've got to look it up. When I say Google it, don't just settle for Google. Look at four different sources. It's true. Hunter Biden laptop was real. If you look at it, it's disgusting. There was no insurrection. There were no weapons. And now, finally, which I know, the truth is the light and will set you free and was going to come out. The whistleblowers are coming out. So now we know. It came out last week. If you're not watching, if you're not doing some at least glimmering of alternative news, when I say alternative news, if you're not streaming, you're just not going to get complete picture. And I would say if you're a CNN or MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, you know, watcher in terms of the news, whether it's morning, afternoon, or evening news, you have to balance that. It's like a balanced meal. It's okay to have starches. It's good. Have your potatoes, have your rice, and, you know, it's okay. But you got to have some veggies in there, right? And you should have some protein. I'm not even saying meat-based. But you do need protein. You need a balanced meal. So So if you're just getting your news and information from right-wing media, that's as bad as getting it only from left-wing media. So if you're not watching some Fox News, and I can remember 10 years ago, as recently as 10 years ago, because I began to awaken, I wouldn't even turn it on. I was like, oh, that guy, I heard about Hannity. Yeah, I heard about him. Turns out that as I watch Hannity from time to time, and I do my research on this guy, I'm trying to find something on him that I can find that's not true. I'm having a difficult time doing that as I searched multiple searches to try to find where information that's coming across that show. I'm like, wow, I've been bamboozled. How much information have I missed out on? And the new program, the new news, because I'm starting to understand that you just can't trust everything on Fox. You can't trust anything on any of these stations. So I do my perusing. And Newsmax is one of the new ones. And they really tried, General Electric. Now I see, said the blind man, who owns the rights, certain rights to Newsmax, tried to take them off the air. Well, if Newsmax is sharing things that are not in the interest of this administration that's occupying the White House, who is pro-China, then that's not in the interest. Right? Of those who are pro-China. So, if now we find out, I just share it with you, that certain portion of General Electric is owned by China. We don't know really how much. And ABC is owned by General Electric. Well, wow. Duh. And China owns a portion of General Electric. Now I see why it's so pro those who are occupying the White House who are compromised with China. This isn't rocket science, folks. And then you got to say to yourself, wait a minute. Is all of this a bunch of bull sugar honey iced tea? Because we got a space station and everybody up there playing up together. Got the Russians, the Chinese. So really what's going on? Somebody got to tell me something. But then you say, okay, now, what's going on here across the border? Right? Because recently, you know, the news is, and if you're not aware of this, you need to, if you're not getting it on CNN, you better check out Newsmax or Fox to get that balance. But if you really want to get some real balance in terms of balance to the left, for countering the left, you want to go One America News. And you can only get that by streaming, folks. ONNN.com. ONNN.com. They used to be on cable before General Electric. There's a name that keeps coming up. Remove them. Yeah, a network. Did you all realize that, by the way? We had what was a major cable network removed, well, not network, but program on a network removed. It's like when Joe Biden said, yeah, can you believe it? And I told him, if you don't tell this guy to get off my son's back with this investigation, we're going to hold back that $1 billion. And hell, I'm looking at my watch, I'm saying I'm on the next flight out. And sure enough, well, that's he just admitted. And this is Ukraine. This is before he became president. Stuff's been right in front of us. That's what my mentor, Dick Gregory, used to always say. It's right in front of you, Daryl. It's right there, man. Everything's right there. And I know some of it is so right there in your face, you can't believe it. You're like, nah, no, ain't no way. And it's right there all the time. So we know that they had, and I'm coming back, I'm talking about this weaponized DOJ. So we know that Fani thing is falling apart, you know, the whole case down in Atlanta. Black Atlanta. It's falling apart. This girl is out compromised, having visits to Washington, which tells you that Washington's involved with the case against Trump, and they want to talk about Trump is anti-democratic. What's more anti-democratic than to take out your leading opponent? This is the kind of stuff that happens in, well, Haiti, Nigeria, Uganda. May I go on? This is the kind of thing that happens in, well, let's just say third world countries. They're literally trying to take out the people's candidate by illicit means. They brought a woman who claimed that Donald Trump assaulted her 40 years ago. Isn't there like a time limit on those? I know, I'm not a lawyer, but I took a few courses. I was interested in that field at one point or another, but I thought there was something about expiration of time for a case to be brought up. And then if you listen, so you got to watch what's going on, folks. This is what this is about. And if you listen to her and really, you know, check her out in terms of her background, and then Trump could not bring a defense to the case, you got to check this out. This stuff can't be just made up. And he got he got beat for $83 million. Now, to make matters worse, let's get to this case where they devalued his property and they claim he was overvaluing his property. Woo. That's a reason to keep somebody from running against a president, right? In office. What was the amount he got? Where's the money going? Because the banks never filed a suit. This was something the DOJ said, we're just going to do this for the good of the people. And the banks were like, we don't want to sue. He paid us our money back and with interest, and he paid everything on time. Matter of fact, he paid us back early. So, I mean, I don't care if he overvalued whatever value. Who of us, when we get that tax bill, you know how you get your tax bill, you want to say, my property ain't worth that much. Ain't gone up on my taxes. I can prove my property ain't that much. I mean, really? Let's just do a market value here. Look down in the southern part of the state. It's the same size property. Why mine got to be worth so much more? Oh, wait a minute. It's not worth taking a man out of the running for president. I don't want to hear about ethics. Don't even go there. Don't go there. I can go Obama. You know how much money Obama gave to Iran? Some of the same money that's killing our soldiers. I can go Bush. See, it ain't about left wing, right wing. Before Trump came, I don't think people understood there was someone that could be in office and really neutral about their own party. Trump came in talking about Bush. Trump really wanted to be an independent. That's what the deal is. That's why you got what they call rhinos, Republican in name only, that he's calling out. And when he came down the elevator, he says, I'm going to clean out the swamp. He didn't say the Democratic swamp. He didn't say the Republican swamp. He said the swamp. because there's some nasty, illicit politicians on both sides of that aisle. And that's why it's so nasty right now, what's going on. But we the people, thank God, I keep a copy of my Constitution with me. It's a little pamphlet. You can get them just about anywhere. Order them. Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States. It's a pocket little book. You should keep it. And if you don't believe in the Constitution, this ain't Haiti, folks. Take your ass somewhere else. Go. Go away. Leave. AOC. Go. Leave the country. You don't like it here? Go. You got a Constitution here. More people were employed under Trump, blacks especially, and Latinos, and even whites, than ever before in history. The statistics bear it out. I'm only speaking truth, logic, and common sense. Just want to go through a couple more of these major trials. Okay, we did the Mar-a-Lago thing where he lives, in case you don't know what that's all about. And they said that he overvalued it, and they're trying to say it's $18 million. Google Mar-a-Lago, Florida, and type in estimated value. Now, keep in mind, they said it was $18 million. If you find anything under half a billion, okay, I'll be conservative. Anything under a quarter billion, $250 million, send me an email, productivenews@outlook.com. He lost $250 million. And then they said he can't do business in New York City. Did he attempt to murder the Pope or something? I mean, what does this man do? Oh, he's running against the Democratic Fascist Party. That's what this is. But thank God, this is a government for the people, by the people, and of the people. And have you noticed more minorities, more Hispanics are saying no? Because we understand what it's like to be vilified. Latino brothers and sisters, and I say, you know, this is interesting because we got all these Latinos coming across the border, and yet you're for Trump? They say, yeah, because we know what this is. We see this 10 miles away. This is becoming fascist here. I came here legally. Why do I want a bunch of people here who are coming illegally? What if they get in power? I'm sunk. This is it becomes a socialist. It becomes where I ran, where I came from. Come on, folks, open up your minds. You're not that dense as your mama or daddy or grandmama, whoever, auntie or uncle would say. Come on off that Democratic plantation. It ain't mom, dad, auntie, uncles, grandma, granddad's Democratic Party. This ain't JFK. Yeah. We got insurrectionists occupying the White House, and it's not from the outside. Think about it. When you do the Google, if you're true to your heart and your mind and your spirit, and you will Google it, you will not just Google it, and I'm just using that term generically, you will do research on it. You will look at film. You will see Capitol Police or so-called police because now, oh, did you catch that breaking news last week? They have determined that there was a segment of FBI agents in the crowd. And some numbers say hundreds. But we don't know. There was no insurrection. Something else that you may not have caught, if you're not opening your mind and balancing your information input, something else that came out, this is huge, huge, humongous, off the chart. It's been proven that Donald Trump requested 10,000 troops prior to January 6th. They got the paperwork, folks. is blown out the water. And in case you were wondering, let's go right to the third case, because we did the 83 million, right? We did the 200 million, and now we're doing the so-called insurrection case. 200 million, by the way, with this woman. I don't dare say lady. Woman who claimed Trump assaulted her from 40 years ago. And, you know, in the case, if you, I know I got too much time on my hands. I really don't. But this is my country. This is my life. This is my children's life, my family's life, whether they know it or not or care or are aware of what's going on. If I'm aware, I have to do what I have to do. So, yeah, I'm doing research on this. And if you look at videos and do the research on it, you too will see that they try to bamboozle the American public. So it has come out that he did request 10 million troops. It was turned down by the mayor and Nancy Pelosi. And you got these ignorant, especially the black folks, they try. Why do they always got to try to use black folks to do their nasty, dirty work? And enough of us buy into it, i.e. Al Sharpton, who looks like Skeletor about these days. It's ridiculous. Thank God I'm an American. I can speak freely about my opinions. So, the whole insurrection thing, here's one for you. The fourth, the documents, right? So-called Trump took these documents, right? Supposed to be classified. Now, as a president, he can declassify. But let's take it one step further. It turns out Trump documents were in Mar-a-Lago. Whether they're declassified, classified, shouldn't be there, should not be there, at least he was president at the time. So there's some question whether he should or should not or could not have them. Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton both have been proven to have had classified documents, and they weren't even the president. Hillary Clinton, you know, the nerve of her, she's banking on you being ignorant and stupid. And I'm saying the truth, and no offense to you, but the woman destroyed tens of thousands of documents. Tens of thousands. It's on record when she was being investigated. Destroyed them. If Trump had done that, they would be right now. He might be trying to say he's in, having him in jail or whatever possible way. Trump, classified documents, proven. If you haven't seen the pictures of the Corvette in his garage, classified documents that he took while he was he wasn't even president. And if you look at the boxes in Mar-a-Lago, I have pictures coming from even CNN and the liberal wing of media. You can catch glimpse. But if you really want in-depth information and pictures, go to your Newsmax, go to your One America News online, go to your Fox, and you'll see the documents in Biden's garage, the tops weren't even on them, and some of the documents were spilling over. And supposedly he had his mechanic that would come and go from time to time, so those documents were exposed to the public. He had documents in Chinatown, documents in the Penn Institute, which is funded by China. He had documents in four or five different places, classified documents, many of which are unsecured. You may have seen pictures with 50 boxes that Trump had taken. The records are showing that of all of that, they came up with 102 documents. 102 documents would fit in a notebook. Just take 102, get a ream of paper, take 102 pages out. Probably fit in a notebook, you know, a folder. So don't be swayed by all these documents, and they spread them all on the floor for a picture op, went through Melania's panty drawer. It's a disgusting thing that they did. It's disgusting what they did. This is a fascist group of people, and they found nothing. And everybody is becoming aware. Why don't you? Don't bury your head. These are perilous times, but they're also wonderful times, depending on your perspective. All you have to do is be aware and subscribe to truth, logic, and common sense. That's all. I'm not anti any particular thing or person, just truth, logic, common sense. We, right now, are in a perilous situation because of what the person occupying the White House, Joseph Biden, has done. We had a handful of terrorists in the country during the period in which Trump was in office. We're approaching 300. They understand as major terrorists. They've determined, this is all coming up in the last week, that there are terrorist cells in the country. Now, this is coming from Christopher Wray. Christopher Wray is the man, the top FBI person. Christopher Wray has said, it's on tape, that right now we are in one of the most dangerous situations that this country has ever been in. One of the most dangerous situations that we have ever been in. It's just a fact. If you don't believe me, I'll tell you. Google it. I'm going to close on this note, in fact. I'm going to close on this note. I'm going to help you. Because some of you, you know, you just can't wrap your head around what I'm saying because you've been so indoctrinated. And I sympathize for you for that. I'm not going to take it personal. I'm going to just type in Christopher Wray. This is what Dick Gregory used to say. You don't believe me, do you, Daryl? No, I believe you. No, do this for me. Get on your computer. I don't have my computer with you. You have your phone? Yeah, that's a computer. You don't know that? Get your darn hand computer out. Okay, Dick. Okay, type in Christopher Wray. That's what he would do. I love me some Dick Gregory. Okay, I just typed in Christopher Wray. Let's see if they have anything on here, if this is real. Okay. Oh, here it is. Here we go. 2 days ago, FBI director warns of dangerous individuals coming across the southern border. This is the same Christopher Wray that, you know, is not a friend of Donald Trump. But at some point, you can't hide the truth. You know, if you're pregnant, to my females, my ladies, you can hide it for a couple months, maybe four, maybe. At some point in time, you can't hide it, honey. So, Christopher Wray, see, what's happening now is akin to pregnancy in the seventh month. And every month and every week that passes, more and more people saying, well, she is pregnant. Wow. Biden did lie. his son was involved with China. It's coming out. That's why you look at the polls and more people, especially my black brothers and sisters, I'm so proud of you, because it's going to be up to, looks like maybe us to kind of lead the way, although Latinos are kind of right there with us, you know, saying no more. I was talking to a Haitian sister earlier today, and she was telling me, because I didn't know where she was politically, and she said, Mr. Clark, what America is doing is shameful. What this government is doing is shameful. People are waking up, folks. Don't you get caught up with no Whoopi Goldberg. These are all people that ride around in Learjets. You think they care about you or your grandchild or your baby? Do you really think Cardi B cares a 2 cents for you or your child? I mean, just keep it real here, folks. That's all we're trying to do. He drives a Learjet. He rides in a Learjet. Yeah, but he don't want you riding around in no gas-powered vehicle. You got to do electric and get stuck in the sub-zero weather. He's not riding around in one. So let me read from Christopher Wray what he has to say. He says, here's the article. FBI Director Chris Wray told a Senate panel on Monday, that's just 3 days ago, that dangerous individuals have entered the United States illegally at the southern border. Now, if you notice, we're having more and more people killed by illegal immigrants. Everybody knows about Lakin, right? The girl, the nurse, studying nurse, and brutally, this girl's head was bashed in. It was so brutal that they don't even describe it on mainstream media. That's how brutal she was murdered. The cops who were beat up in New York City. Do you know New York released those people who assaulted those cops and they're now out of the country? Folks, wake up. Eric Adams, this is crazy. You mess around, they're going to impeach you, I would hope. I'm so proud of my brothers and sisters in Chicago. They're going to protest that National Democratic Convention till the birds fly south or north. Because people are coming aware. Before I read the rest on this article by Christopher Wray, let me just share something with you. Do you know that there's a bill in California, woke California? They are so unawake, they're woke. The bill is going to provision for illegal immigrants to be able to get homes. That's right. I said they're talking about helping them buy homes. This is an attempt to destroy America. And yeah, I believe China is significantly behind it. Because who allows your adversary, and China's their adversary, and per Biden. No, they're not our adversary. We just want to have good competition with them. Yeah. As they take over the country and fly balloons over the country and infiltrate and have cells throughout the country and, well, buy land next to government military bases in America. Who does that? You still don't believe that the occupants of the White House now are compromised? After everything that you've heard tonight, if any piece of it's true, well, let me just read this to you. If you don't believe it, don't wait till somebody you love or care about gets killed by fentanyl. 120,000 now dead by fentanyl. More than died in the Vietnam War. Okay. Still not convinced, huh? Oh, boy. I pray, and I mean this, that it doesn't affect you personally, but be careful. You're getting the information. When somebody tells you the light is red and that means don't go and you still walk, it's not necessarily going to be a pretty picture. It says here, Christopher Wray speaking, we've had dangerous individuals entering the United States have a variety We have had dangerous individuals entering the United States have a variety of sources, Wray said, at the annual worldwide Threats Congressional Hearing. I didn't even know they had one of those. At the U.S. intelligence agencies. We are seeing a wide array of very dangerous threats that emanate from the border, he said, citing drug trafficking in particular. The FBI alone seized enough fentanyl in the last 2 years to kill 270 million people. That's about everybody in America, because that number is understated. Poor the CBC. That's the Border Patrol. Ray, Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, CIA Director, William Burns, Defense Intelligence Agency Director, NSA Director, and State Department Assistant Secretary Brett Holmgren testify before the House and Senate every year and detail threats the U.S. faces. Oh, this is why they had to come out, because it was time for them to give a report and don't dare lie, because this year the truth is coming out. While Ray said there's no doubt criminals have entered the United States at the southern border, he said there's no plot that he's able to identify. Well, maybe they're just waiting for the big one. There is a particular network that has some of the overseas facilitators of the smuggling network, ISIS ties, that we're very concerned about. And we've been spending an enormous amount of effort investigating. I can go on and on. Listen, you just heard that. You got the CIA director, the FBI director. These are high-level guys. They're telling us that our border has been compromised. Joe Biden has allowed terrorist cells in the country, and at any given time, we can have a major 911, all because Biden has decided, I'm going to open the borders, I'm not going to give up this presidency, and all those people, if it's up to me, I'm going to see if they can be individuals who can vote. Don't let it happen. Don't you dare let someone who's illegally entering the country be able to vote. Our ancestors died for this right. And you're going to let this occupant come into the White House and open our borders up to the demise of you and your loved ones. It's a sham. It's a shame what's going on. And I thank God Almighty that most are waking up. Let you be one of them and make a difference. And let's show these talking heads. That's all. Bobbleheads. Remember the bobblehead you used to put on your dashboard? Maybe some of you are not old enough. Bobbleheads. They're just empty. Empty heads bobbling. And they got so comfortable that they decided, we're just going to show our behind. Now we got it. We got this. Let's come out. Let's come out the closet. And you wonder why no charges have ever been brought up against Donald Trump for insurrection. You know why? Because there was none. And if they open that can of worms, they're going to have to open up all those videos. And when you open up those videos that I happen to see, because I got my sources to be able to see the actual videos, they're out there. You can get them. Just, well, Tucker Carlson. You can get the videos, folks. Just got to be a little persistent. And you see what I saw that day? There was no insurrection. What there was is insurrection from the inside, telling people, come on in, come on in, come on in. And amongst those individuals that were so-called going in, or infiltrates to encourage others to come in. This is no conspiracy theory, folks. Do your homework and realize that. And you're living in this time, and maybe in 30 or 50 or 100 years after you and I are gone, our children or grandchildren or aunts or, I mean, nieces and great-nieces and great-great-nephews and nieces will be able to say, yep, my dad or my granddad or my great-granddad or my aunt, my great-aunt, my great-uncle, my great-great-uncle, he was not having it. He was the one that helped save our country. He used to always say, it's all in our history. Come on over. Help us save our country. Do the right thing. And if you have any religious background, I'm not even going to worry about it because I know God's going to touch your heart. Don't harden it too much. You know what? That's not good. That's all I would say about that. If you have any kind of religious, spiritual background, you don't fight against the spirit. Your arms aren't big enough, long enough. I love you, care about you. I wouldn't be doing what I did and am doing if it wasn't for that. Care about my loved ones. All my family out there, shout out to you. Shout out to all my people around the country who are, you know, tuning in and listening. I know we're going to be those who are going to be the change agents. You wouldn't be listening if that weren't the case. All I'm trying to do is bring you some information that you can tap into and grow through, because there's so much information. I don't have it all. I'm going to bring you what I can as it develops, like I just brought you the breaking news about the fact that Donald Trump was exonerated. He did order 10,000 troops. It's all across the network. You can go to ABC News. You'll find it. There's things on the web from ABC News source that you may not even see on television. So you got to go to source, you know, like the divine. But the information is there, folks, for you to be able to discern fact from fiction. And I know I was caught up 10 years ago, and it's a bad feeling in the stomach when you realize, wow, I got caught up in some mess. It's okay. We all make mistakes. The bottom line is, did you come around? Did you find out the truth? And then when you found out, did you embrace it? That's all that matters. Remember the prodigal son? Come on home. Come on home. Let's help save our country. I didn't even get into what so much happened in the last 7 days. I didn't even get into what they found out about the number of children who are being molested and raped. You support that? No, you don't. I know you don't. So let's not get caught up in some mess, some jargon. Trump's an insurrectionist and he's against democracy. No, what's against democracy is when you tell lies to the public, when you falsify what is really happening, and when you try to literally perpetuate and sell your country out. For what? A bag of gold. But it's not going to happen because of you and I and those that, well, we resonate with and that resonate with us. We got some work to do. There's a lot of lost people still out there, but their hearts are pure. We just got to break through that shell that's been built around it, that shell of lies. As I said, I have nothing but love for you. I'm going to continue to bring you the truth. Make sure you're doing some streaming. If you're not doing some streaming, you're in danger. You should be streaming out there. You keep your cable, watch your ABC and CNN and all of that, but you need to be streaming. Be streaming some Newsmax, some One America News. I'll tell you another one, Real America's Voice, RAV. Write that down, Real America's Voice. And some of this may look like, you know, right-wing politics, but you do need that balanced information. So once you get a balance and you watch that CNN or MSNBC and then watch some Fox or Real America's Voice And you look at the two, you say, something's not right here. And then you start digging deeper. You say, oh, my gosh, that's not true over there. And this is true. And then you become enlightened. And it's a beautiful journey. And I look forward to, you know, seeing you at the finish line. God is good all the time. Got nothing from love but love for you. And I opened up, in case you joined us late, with Luther Vandross, Amazing. Well, actually, it's called So Amazing. And I just felt, you know, like some love. You know, usually I'll open up with something that has some kind of a, you know, impact on what we're going to talk about. I think last week we opened up with Wake Up and Live, Bob Marley's wonderful, iconic song off the Survival album. We may open up with, you know, some OJs, give the people what they want, you know, but I just felt like just some love, you know, bring it down a notch, because now God is obviously in the mix, and he's just bringing it straight, no chaser. He's bringing stuff that's just undeniable. I mean, come on, Fonny and her lover, and they've been caught going to the White House before the case even started, and you can't make this stuff up. It's all farce. It's all being busted wide open. And no person could do this. This is divine. Because the divine knew that so many people would be lost and eyes glazed over. Because the aggressor has a way of infiltrating the mind. And so he's just peeling it back. And the truth is being revealed. So I'm going to get off for this evening. It's been a plum-pleasing pleasure. Catch the entire program. You might want to catch the beginning of this program, because we had a very, very insightful segment on health and wellness that you do not want to miss. So go to your archives, blogtalkradio.com/Renford. And scroll down until you see Daryl Clark's Productive News Weekly. And look up the most recent program, which would be March 14th. And if you like, you know, you like the program, scroll through a few other of my programs in the last couple of weeks. I think you'll be pleased that you did. So getting and staying on the love theme of, you know, how I opened up, as I said, So Amazing with Luther Vandross, just know, as I really love to close out on this tune, and I'm going to do it again, we're in this love together, and let's just do that. Let's just be in this love together. God bless you. Next week, we're going to have another hard-hitting program. And as I said, your homework, our homework, we got to be more vigilantly informed. We have to be. There's so much information available to us that is going to help us to find our way. God bless you again. I'll keep you in prayer. Do the same for me, for all our wellness, and for the wellness of our families and this great country that we live in.